This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. No decision today from the House Ethics Committee on releasing its report into sexual misconduct allegations against Matt Gaetz. Democratic Representative Susan Wild.
This committee is evenly divided between Democrats and Republicans, five Dems, five Republicans, which means that in order to affirmatively move something forward, somebody has to cross party lines.
The committee will meet again December 5th. Gaetz is Donald Trump's choice to be attorney general, and Trump standing by his decision, as Tarian Small reports.
Trump, in an apparent reference to Gaetz, posted on social media, "This is what the radical left lunatics do to people. They dirty them up, they destroy them, and then they spit them out. They are trying that right now with some great American patriots."
It was a case that Trump used to highlight his immigration concerns during the election. Now a judge in Georgia has convicted a Venezuelan migrant of killing a Georgia nursing student. Correspondent Peter King reports.
The prosecution asked for the maximum sentence. The judge agreed.
Count one, malice murder. I sentence you to life without the possibility of parole.
It was just one of 10 counts for which Jose Ibarra was convicted. The courtroom was packed with Lakin Riley's family and her friends.
No one who can take away such a light and sweet soul deserves to walk free ever again.
In South Carolina, a parole board has refused to release Susan Smith from prison. She was convicted 30 years ago of drowning her two young sons in a lake and blaming a carjacker. She tearfully made her case in a prison video.
And I love Michael and Alice with all my heart.
Washington State has been hard hit by the bomb cyclone that's pounding the Northwest with heavy rain and high winds.
It was just a loud snap in a huge crash. My truck and another neighbor's truck covered in the tree.
The U.S. Embassy in Kiev was closed today because of the threat of an attack in the Ukrainian capital. At the State Department, spokesman Matthew Miller.
We take the safety and security of our personnel very seriously, and that's what led to the change in posture today, and we expect it to resume normal operations tomorrow.
Nancy Cordes reports from the White House. The U.S. will be giving Ukraine more military assistance.
The U.S. is going to be providing Ukraine with anti-personnel landmines. The Pentagon had provided anti-tank landmines in the past, but they say that this is a reflection of how the war is being waged now. You've got more Russian troops on foot, and so these anti-personnel mines are specifically designed to repel them.
The Pentagon is sending Ukraine $275 million worth of new weapons. On Wall Street, the Dow finished 139 points higher. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on five different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said GoodRx saved you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200, $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household, and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx user compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
I got a line.
He got a line.
She got a line.
We got four lines. Cricket Nation. Cue finger guns. Really easy. Super stress-free. 5G so fast. Like blazing fast. Games and memes. You'll have a blast. You can get fast 5G across four lines. You can get fast 5G across four lines. As we discuss, take it from us. We four are one. Cricket Nation.
And only $25 a line. Welcome to more lines. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires compatible devices. Not available everywhere. Discount varies by line. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
Scientists overseas believe an old piece of fruit has an old story to tell. Here's Deborah Rodriguez.
Researchers at the University College of Dublin say the charred remains of a 2,000-year-old fig discovered on the Irish Sea coast in Drumanna prove a Roman presence on the island. Up until now, Ireland believed to be out of the empire's reach, with the briny cold sea a league too far for colonizers to cross at the turn of the millennium. Scientists say the tiny remains are the oldest example of an exotic fruit found on the island. Spelt wheat, a staple of Roman Britain, was also discovered. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Too many Americans still have high cholesterol. According to the Centers for Disease Control, it says the problem is as prevalent as it was 10 years ago. It's worse among men between the ages of 20 and 39. High cholesterol is a risk factor for heart disease. I'm Cammy McCormick, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Rain and snow showers this evening, becoming all snow overnight. A low in the low 30s with the wind picking up. Winter weather advisory tomorrow morning with slushy snow of a couple inches. All rain in the afternoon and windy. Highs in the low 40s. Right now it's 33.
The girls out of sight, yeah. Said she loves me, yes, yes, she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. Hey, she got the way to move me, Jerry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me. Up on
just after 7 o'clock on your home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Chris Morrow cruising into midweek Wednesday night. A little snow in the forecast for tomorrow. Details coming up.
to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Dancing with one more lidocaine patch on my back. I could probably do another one. The Gentry's here on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, and the gallery.
Oh, it's so nice.
Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the sunshine bouquet. Sunny, thank you for the love you've brought my way. You gave to me your all in all, and now I feel 10 feet tall. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the truth you let me see. Sunny, thank you for the facts from A to Z. My life was torn like windblown sand, then a rock was formed when we held hands. So true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for that smile upon your face. Sunny, thank you for that gleam that flows with grace. You're my spark of nature's fire. You're my sweet, complete desire. Sunny one so true, yes, I love you. Sunny, yesterday all my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really, really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you, I love you, I love you.
Well, something we don't have to look forward to tomorrow is sunny. Bobby Hebb on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits. Welcome into Wednesday night. Welcome into our first winter weather advisory of the year. Doesn't start till tomorrow morning at 6. Goes 6 to noon tomorrow. A little rain, snow, sleet mix falling tonight. But tomorrow morning, they say it could turn into all snow, even close to Lake Michigan, it looks like now. They're calling for 2 to 4 inches tomorrow between 6 and noon. You never know with these first ones. I mean, the ground is still kind of warm, might melt pretty quick. Nonetheless, be a little prepared, be aware. Don Rosen's here first thing in the morning. He's come through bigger storms than 2 to 4 inches. He's come through 2 footers to be here in the morning over the years. So if you want to get updates on the roads, the snow, the whole thing tomorrow morning, Don Rosen has it on your home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Your one-stop holiday shopping spot is Santa's Boutique. It sets up December 6th inside the Fountain Hills Apartments in Racine. Enjoy hot chocolate, cookies, and fine great gifts from vendors like Tastefully Simple, Color Street, Avon, Paparazzi Jewelry, The Pampered Chef, Tupperware, Mary Kay, and more. Santa's Boutique at Fountain Hills Apartments, where you'll find something unique. Shop Friday afternoon, December 6th, 1 to 5 p.m. at Fountain Hills Apartments, 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Racine. Brought to you by Fountain Hills and Compassus Hospice.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Tell me maybe that someday will all be true. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day. Your heart. So if we ever part, then I'll leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well,
the place where Buddy Holly's plane went down outside of Mason City, Iowa, still has a memorial marker there, the glasses, the guitar, middle of a cornfield. It's a very, what would I say? It's a very humbling experience to stand there. And people still do. They make trips and pilgrimages to see where Buddy Holly, the Big Bopper, Richie Valens all lost their lives on that horrible day, the day the music died. Anyhow, keeping them alive here on WRJN with That'll Be the Day. Little James Brown to follow.
Sugar and spine, I feel nice. Sugar and spine, so nice, so nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. Sugar and spice, so nice,
spine. I feel nice, like sugar and spice.
Going on here at WRJN, and we want to keep you up to date so you don't miss a thing. From music stories, from news, from contests, to all the events going on around Racine, we'll keep you up to date not only on the air, but with our new WRJN newsletter. Simply go to WRJN.com. You'll find a place to enter your email address, and then we'll start sending you a weekly email to keep you up to date on all things WRJN. WRJN. For 97 years, you're home for local news and timeless hits. It's WRJN doing that Motown thing with Marvin.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. Yes, baby. Ooh, how
Without you in my life, everything was just a bore. All the things I did since I've done them before, but you brighten up all my day with a love so sweet in so many ways. I wanna stop and thank you, baby. I wanna stop and thank you, baby. I've been
always thought that song had a very cool After Midnight kind of feel. The Beatles Come Together, WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, The Supremes, You Keep Me Hanging On from WRJN.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
If you're down and confused and you don't remember who you're talking to, concentration slip away, because your baby, it's so far away.
Well, there's a rose in the distant land, and the eagle flies with the dove. And if you can't be with the one you love, honey, love the one you're with. Love the one you're with. Love the one you're with. Love the one you're with.
Don't be angry. Don't sit crying over good times ahead. There's a girl right next to you, and she's just waiting for something to do.
And there's a rose in the distant love, and the eagle flies with the dove. And if you can't be with the one you love, love the one you're with.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. How is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. The Turtles doing Happy Together. Was talking to Cindy Huber yesterday. She had looked up already. She's looking forward to State Fair next year. The Turtles and their Happy Together tour are usually a staple at the Wisconsin State Fair. Looks like they're touring with many of the same people next year as they did this year. The Cowsills and Jay and the Americans, the Association, several others. Should be fun to see them come back around. Already looking to next August for the Turtles here on WRJN. On the way, we continue to roll through Wednesday night. More timeless hits and an update on news coming up at 8 o'clock.
An estimated 200 people in Racine County are experiencing homelessness. And with the winter fast approaching, Fountain Hills Apartments is collecting new socks to help keep them warm. We invite you to join us in supporting those less fortunate this winter season. Fountain Hills Apartments is accepting new socks for men and women Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant, now through December 26th.
Choosing the right candidates for any office can be difficult.
My office has lots of drama.
I share my office. But no matter what kind of office you have, if you're hiring, you need ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology finds the most qualified candidates for your roles fast. So, for any kind of office.
I'm really going places in my office.
Count on ZipRecruiter to find the right candidates for it. Try ZipRecruiter for free today at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin and Nebraska square off for the Freedom Trophy. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
What you doing to me?
It's Elvis. Doesn't get much more timeless than that. Suspicious Minds on WRJN, your home for local news and timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Welcome into a kind of wintry mix of a Wednesday night with snow in the forecast for tomorrow.
Cherish is the word I used to describe all the feeling that I have fighting here for you inside. You don't know how many times I've wished that I had told you. You don't know how many times I've wished that I could hold you. You don't know how many times I've wished that I could mold you into someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Perish is a word that more than a each time I realize that I am not gonna be the one to share your dreams, that I am not gonna be the one to share your schemes, that I am not gonna be the one to share what seems to be the life that you could cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. Oh, I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you. Just like a thousand other guys would say they loved you, with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes. Cherish is the word I use to describe as I cherish you.
The association with Cherish on WRJN, local news, timeless hits. And the timeless hits roll on following our 8 o'clock CBS news and forecast update. On the way, I've got CCR coming up, little Jackson Brown and Dusty Springfield on the way, too. Tomorrow night, I won't be here. We've got high school football. St. Catharines going for the state championship in Division 4 against Baldwin. 6:30 is the pregame. 7 o'clock kickoff tomorrow night.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The heavy wind has already hit, and now what's called a bomb cyclone is expected to blast the West Coast with heavy rain for the rest of the week. KCEBS's Matt Bigler.
Heavy bags of sand are now many homeowners' best friends.
Really trying to prepare as much as I can.
Justin Eskison picked up 5 sandbags to stack around his basement door.
It has helped keep water out. It feels like it could always use more.
More is better, but Matt Keller with Valley Water says the best